This morning, we have a room full of people, and some of them are very young, and some of them are not so young, but they're still stupendous musicians. And you're going to hear from Peter Bay right now, who's the conductor of the Austin Symphony and who is the man who will be waving the baton in front of the myriad forces gathered for the Bernstein Mass, which is happening this weekend on Friday evening at 8 o'clock,
right.
And Saturday evening also at 8 o'clock at the Long Center. So, Peter, fill me in.
Well, John, this is a historic production in that it's the first time that the Austin Symphony has collaborated with Austin Opera, Ballet Austin, Conspirare, Chorus Austin, Panoramic Voices, voices from Houston Tillotson and Texas State. We have three children's choirs, the Austin Children's Choir, Chisholm Trail Middle School Choir, and the wonderful African Children's Choir from Uganda. We have, I believe,
How did it happen that you managed to schedule the African Children's Choir from Uganda? It's just that they were touring and coming through this part of the country?
That is part of the story. But
right.
A very lovely woman, Lynn Dobson, has been a patron of the Children's Choir. She saw them perform, I'm not sure if it was here in Austin or elsewhere, and she supports them so strongly, and she felt that this piece needs to have their presence, and they have been a blessing to all of us. They've given us energy when we've been the most tired.
Mm-hmm.
Just their spirit and their lovely singing and just their humanity.
Right.
Coming from young people.
And they're mostly how old? Like 10?
Let's see. Oh, and eight, nine, and 10.
Right.
And 11. Any 12-year-olds? No, 11 is the max.
And they're just so, they smile like nobody's business.
You bet.
Okay.
So it's the first time all of these groups have collaborated on a single production. And all the production staff is from Austin. We have a rock band led by Mitch Watkins that are part of this.
Now, Peter, what are people going to see? Is it going to be a performance, or is it going to be somehow enacted? I know the
original performance. The original was a staged production. That's the one I saw 46 years ago
right.
for the opening of the Kennedy Center. And I felt that to honor Bernstein, we really should fully stage it. And this is with new staging. It's not a reproduction of the original. But what I am told, it's the largest set ever constructed and put on the Long Center Dell Hall stage.
My word.
A lot of
people. This is going to be a bigger event than I even thought.
Oh, it's bigger than I even thought.
Wow.
It's really extraordinary how much work and sweat and effort had been put into this production. And,
so I don't care if the tickets are $1,000. You better buy them right now, and you get them through the Long
John,
Center.
John, those tickets at that price are gone.
Those already are
yes,
gone.
Yes, they're already gone.
Okay.
And there are just a very few seats left. So if anyone out there is interested in seeing it, and I hope you will be, go to the phone or to the Long Center, thelongcenter.org website immediately.
Right.
To gather up whatever few are
not
left.
Not through the Symphony's box office.
No, not the Symphony, thelongcenter.org.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Wonderful.
They're ready to sing. And
yeah, they're going to sing.
Who's going to go first?
Well, first we have this a simple song sung by Stephanie Moore.
Which is only one of the most beautiful pieces ever written.
Maybe the most famous number from Mass, mm-hmm. and we're delighted she's going to sing it. And our pianist is the remarkable Rick Rowley.
Rick Rowley, the famous and fabulous. Okay, so let's hear the simple song.
Sing God a simple song, lauda laude. Make it up as you go along, lauda laude. Simplest of all. shade is the shade upon my right hand. And the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Blessed is the man who loves the Lord. Lauda, lauda, laude, and walks in his way.
Stephanie Moore, just splendid, splendid, singing the simple song by Leonard Bernstein from his Mass with Rick Rowley at the piano. And that just made my day, so I can't even imagine anything else better than that.
Such a beautiful way to start the work. And I should say, this morning we're hearing two, I don't know if we call them arias or songs, that are sung by the celebrant of the Mass. Mm-hmm. This morning we're hearing them sung by two women. Now, at the present time, I don't think the Roman Catholic Church allows for women to be celebrants.
Roman Catholics don't, but Episcopalians do.
That's right, not just yet. But our celebrant in our production will be Jubilant Sykes, who has recorded the work before. He's very experienced in the role, mm-hmm. and we're delighted to have him too.
Okay, now, so will he be singing it at the...
He will be singing it during the performances.
You mean that's only for the radio?
Well, yes. So well, it's a very special performance, what you just
was,
heard.
I think we got to give her a hand. She was fabulous. Okay.
You'll hear her sing a number of solos, though, throughout the work.
Oh, okay. So that's, great, great.
That's our consolation prize.
Excellent. Now, who's this fellow, this big, tall guy here? He's baritone, I think, because I heard him
through
the wall.
He is indeed. He's Paul Tipton, a remarkable singer. And as the Mass goes on, it goes from being a very jubilant, if I can use that word, celebration to more and more members of the congregation starting to doubt their faith and mm-hmm. having a lot of questions about what's going on. And all of that's in the context of when the Mass was written.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 60s, premiered in 1971 in the shadow of the Vietnam War.
Right. Everything was just really, really being questioned.
Exactly.
And you've used the word jubilant several times, Jubilant Sykes, the singer
right.
that's going to be singing. And this work is full of jubilation and all sorts of celebratory words.
It's full of a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. Jubilation for sure, a lot of pain, mm-hmm. A lot of tension. A lot of celebration.
Well, the Mass is basically a reenactment of the final days of Christ.
Correct.
And so there is the crucifixion and everything within right. the context of the Mass, so that would be part of it.
That's true, although we don't have an actual crucifixion mm-hmm. in this production, but the celebration...
You have to go see Jesus Christ Superstar for that.
Correct. But, you know, there's a lot of Jesus Christ Superstar and especially Godspell in this mm-hmm. piece.
And they were all put on stage at about the same time.
Exactly. The celebrant has an emotional breakdown towards the end of the work, and it's mm-hmm. up to children to raise him up and the rest of us up. And that's always been the case. As much as adults screw things up, it's up to children and has always been children who have fixed the day.
Well,
that's what happens in Mass.
We'll look forward to it. Now, what is Paul Max Tipton going to sing for us today?
He's going to sing, it's a song called Non Credo, and it starts with the men of the chorus saying, and was made
I don't
men.
Believe, is it?
Correct, mm-hmm. correct.
And was made man. I and you became a man. You, God, chose to become a man, to pay the earth a small social call. I tell you, sir, you never were a man at all. Why? You had the choice when to live, when to die, and then become a god again. And then a plaster god like you has the gall to tell me what to do, to become a man, to show my respect on my knees. Go genuflect, but don't expect guarantees. Oh, just play it dumb, play it blind. But when I go, then will I become a god again? Yes, probably no. Give me a choice. I never had a choice, or I would have been a simple tree, a barnacle in a silent sea. Anything but what I must be. A man, a man, a man. You knew what you had to do. You knew why you had to die. You chose to die and then revive again. You chose, you rose alive again. But I don't know why I should live if only to die. Well, I'm not gonna buy it. Never say credo. How can anybody say credo? I want to say credo.
Well, you have to have extra toes on your feet to count that one out.
That's right.
Quite tricky.
Yeah.
And then that was Paul Max Tipton singing the part of the celebrant.
No, that's actually his solo. He's one of the members of the congregation.
Okay, so he just stands up and sings that
exactly
song.
Yeah. And that was non-credo.
And the symphony's going to be behind all of this.
Well, below all of it, technically speaking, will be in the pit.
Right.
Yeah, and they are obviously a very big member of the cast, as are the dancers and the singers.
Just, you know, it's going to be stupendous. So got to get your tickets right now, people. I don't know if you heard Peter say just a minute ago that the tickets are really selling well for this. So if
extremely
you want to
well.
Get some tickets, you better get busy and get them right now. Go to thelongcenter.org for more information. Get those tickets. It's Friday night, Saturday night this week, the 29th and 30th. And it's at the Long Center, Dell Hall, 8 o'clock, and it lasts about an hour and a half.
It's a little,
like that.
No, it's about an hour and 50 minutes, and without intermission.
Aha.
No intermission.
Go to the bathroom first, people. Okay.
Right.
So what's up next? Are we
going
to have the kids?
Well, now we have the Extraordinary African Children's Choir.
Excellent.
That are going to sing for us, along with Kathleen Rich, who is a beloved member of the Austin community and now the Santa Fe community. She sings a lot with Consperare, as does Paul and Stephanie, you heard earlier. And we're just blessed to have these wonderful young people here with us. They're going to sing Gloria Tibi, which is the beginning of the Gloria section of the Mass. And again, normally Jubilant would be singing this particular item with the choir, but we're lucky to have Kathleen Rich singing that role.
All right, so let's hear from the kids and Kathleen Rich and Rick Rowley is at the piano again.
Gloria tibi, Gloria tibi, Gloria.
Gloria tibi, Gloria tibi, Gloria.
Gloria patri,
Gloria patri,
Gloria filio,
Gloria filio.
Spiritus sancto.
Gloria
Patri,
fabulous. Kathleen Rich singing at the top, and the kids doing all of their parts by memory. They were fantastic, of course. Now that we've got all the kids up there, I wonder if we could persuade them to do another number.
Oh, sure. I think we could do that. Maybe something from Uganda, South Africa. Okay.
Okay, but we need to hear from this lady.
Sure.
Come over here. And tell me who you are. You're with the African Children's Choir, and your name is?
My name is Alice Namboze.
And you're from Uganda too?
Yes, I am also from Uganda, and mm-hmm. I was part of the choir actually when I was a little girl too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. So now you're the conductor of the group?
That's right.
Very, very wonderful. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to hear next?
This is a song from South Africa. It's mainly a praise song.
Right.
And it's called Tambira.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tambira ya ba, tambira ya ba, tambira ya ba, tambira, tambira.
Just fabulous. Now, these people must work really hard to be able to do this.
Yes, they do. They work hard.
Lots of hours of practice. Thank you so much. The children are wonderful. Big hand for the African Children's Choir participating in this performance of the Bernstein Mass happening this weekend at the Long Center on both Friday and Saturday nights. Get your tickets. And Peter, I see another Kathleen song on this list too.
Indeed.
Okay, so let Kathleen, don't go anywhere. Just come out. You kids can come on down and sit down again. You were just wonderful, all of you.
You know, John, while I was listening to that, I remembered some years ago back in the old studio during one of the membership drives.
Right.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo
right.
was here, and they sang the phone number.
Right.
And I think they recorded it.
471-6291.
Yeah. So I see maybe future members of Ladysmith Black Mambazo in this choir.
You bet.
Yeah. They're lovely people.
They're wonderful.
And these kids have been so so fantastic for the production, for all of us. They've really lifted our spirits.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Kathleen?
This is really not my song. It's another one of the celebrant songs, I Go On, and it's kind of in the middle after we've heard lots of doubts, and he's saying what he does, and so I'm lucky. I absolutely adore this song, and Peter said, sure, you can sing it.
When the thunder rumbles, now the age of gold is dead, and the dreams we've clung to, dying to stay young, have left us parched and old instead. When my courage crumbles, when I feel confused and frail, when my spirit falters on decaying altars and my illusions fail, I go on right then, I go on again, I go on to say I will celebrate another day. I go on. If tomorrow tumbles and everything I love is gone, I will face regret all my days, and yet I will still go on. Louder, louder, louder.
Kathleen Rich, wonderful soprano with that. But you're an alto in that piece.
I am an alto.
You listen to her.
I was singing in his octave, so I was cheating.
Right. Well, you know, it's just so wonderful. Kathleen is a very, very high soprano usually, but we heard her singing. Oh, it's getting lower all the time.
Well, I am maturing, John. We've known
each
other how long?
Yes, yes, yes. We are all maturing, one way and another. But you are still the most magnificent voice. I just can't stand how good you are. And Rick Rowley at the piano, of course. And thank you, Rick, and thank you, Peter Bay from the Austin Symphony, for coming in and telling us all about the Bernstein Mass, which is going on this weekend on Friday and Saturday nights at the Long Center. It's one of those big, big deal things. The first ever collaboration of this many different groups in Austin. Tell us all again who all's going to be there.
Austin Symphony, Ballet Austin, Austin Opera, Conspirare, Chorus Austin, Panoramic Voices, Voices from Houston Tillotson, Texas State, the Austin Children's Choir, Chisholm Trail Middle School Choir, the African Children's Choir, a rock band led by Mitch Watkins.
Yep. You're probably leaving somebody else out.
And forgive me.
That's okay.
Forgive me. Yes, we're right here on the campus. The members of the UT Butler School of Music Wind Department, Wind Brass and Percussion Department. There's a marching band in this piece, too.
It's just amazing how many people are assembled for this.
Yes.
So, Austin, please get out and buy your tickets and see this once of a kind and once only event happening Friday and Saturday, and then it'll be gone, and you'll be so sorry that you're hearing people talking all about it and you didn't go. So get your tickets at thelongcenter.org and get them right now. Thank you, Peter, so much.
Thank
for
you, John,
in.
And thanks,
and
to,
thanks
everybody.
To everybody who came in, the African Children's Choir, you were wonderful, and Kathleen Rich and Rick Rowley and
Stephanie Moore,
yes, and Paul Tipton, wonderful to have you too. And so thank you all, and thank you to our wonderful engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. And I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos, and this is KUTX 98.9, your Austin Music Experience. Having a good time, I hope. All right.